Hello, friends. This is a very special edition of the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. Today's program is a very special dedication to Dr. Masaru Emoto, the world's most famous water scientist who unfortunately passed away on October 17th, a little more than a month ago. This program also is a celebration of the one-year anniversary of Out of This World Radio. We started broadcasting on November 15th, 2013, and we haven't looked back since. We are now one of the top-rated talk shows in Seattle, and we are also one of the fastest-growing psychic, UFO, and metaphysical radio programs in the world, with listeners in over 60 countries in all the world's continents. And I want to thank you so much, everyone listening around the world in the United States, Canada, and beyond, and off-planet as well, for their wonderful support and help. I started the program off today with Imagine, because Yoko Ono, John Lennon's wife, was a great supporter of Dr. Emoto, and I'd like to read this message from Yoko Ono that was given to Dr. Emoto's office after he passed away last month. Quote: Dr. Emoto has given us all on this planet Earth a very important message which will benefit all of us now and forever. If there is anyone on the earth who has not read this message, they should read it now. Thank you, Emoto-san, for doing such a revolutionary and necessary work for the human race. On the front of the Emoto Peace Project calendar, we have a beautiful, beautiful crystal that was produced when Imagine, the song Imagine, which you just listened to a few minutes ago, when it was played to a glass of water. All the crystals inside this glass of water on the molecular level went into these beautiful crystalline patterns. And with a little luck and some extra work, hopefully we can get that up on the website next week. But and my dear friend Michiko Hayashi, who's the General Secretary of the Emoto Peace Project, who's here live in the studio. She flew in several days ago directly from Tokyo, Japan. She's giving a series of workshops and seminars here. We'll be talking about Dr. Emoto's wonderful work in just a few minutes. I want to thank you all for coming on today and just tell you a couple of interesting things. 1 week from today, we will be broadcasting from a very special place. We'll be broadcasting from the Tokelin Inn in Tokelin, Washington. And for those who are unfamiliar with that location, it's about 20 miles south of Aberdeen, Washington, on the Pacific Ocean. And the place that I'll be broadcasting from is a haunted hotel. It's about 150 years old, and there are several rooms in the hotel which are definitely haunted. We're going to be having Karen Winterlin on for the second hour. She will be talking to the spirits and ghosts who passed on at that location, so it should be a lot of fun. Karen's a fantastic, wonderful tarot reader and psychic, and I know it'll be a lot of fun. During the first hour of the program, we'll have Len Kasten on. He's a New York Times bestselling author of his book on secret journey to planet Serpico. This was a secret government project. I guess it's not so secret now that we're talking about it, and his book's been on the bestseller list for many months. But it is a book about how the U.S. government facilitated a exchange program between the inhabitants of this planet and our world, something that I think you'll find very interesting. Just real quick before we go to our wonderful interview here with Michiko, the Galactic Wisdom Conference, which was originally scheduled for Port Townsend this weekend, has been moved to Gig Harbor, Washington. The new dates for the conference are March 6, 7, and 8. It's been rescheduled to a wonderful new place called the Inn at Gig Harbor. If you can registering before January 1st, you'll be able to save hundreds of dollars, and the registration fee is $197, which includes all workshops for 3 days, and you'll meet some very famous and very interesting people there as well. For more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And before we begin, I'd like to thank the many sponsors of the show, including my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing lots of support. My friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla College, who helped me get my program going last year. And Karen Anderson, who's providing help with the Galactic Wisdom Conference, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my sound engineer, Eric Ryder, and my station manager, Eric Crema, without whose help this program would not have been possible. You can always listen to the show live from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at www.1150kknw.com. And after the show, you can always go to our website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and going to the bottom of the page and clicking on our guests. You can also follow us on Twitter at Ted Marr, OTW Radio, and on Facebook at Out of This World Radio. Michiko, hi, good morning and good afternoon.
Hi, Ted.
It's so good to have you here.
Well, thank you so much for having me here. It's wonderful to be here. The view from the studio is just wonderful.
Well, I have to tell you that when you walked into the studio, Michiko, the whole studio lit up, and that often happens when we have spiritually enlightened people bringing in angelic light from other places and other dimensions here.
Wonderful.
And that's what you did today, because it's a bit of a cloudy day out there in Seattle, but it's certainly a lot of sunshine in here.
Here. Well, I'm sure that Dr. Emoto is with us here.
Yes, he is here. I'm psychic. He's here.
Yeah, he's with us here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, for those who aren't familiar with Michiko, she's the director, a new director of the Emoto Peace Project, representing the late Dr. Masaru Emoto. She will be giving a keynote presentation along with her colleague, Dr. Yasuru Emoto, who will be on the next hour from Tokyo, by the way, talking about the scientific basis for Dr. Emoto's research. Both of them will be coming from Tokyo in March 6, 7, 8 at the Galactic Wisdom Conference. You'll have a wonderful chance to meet them in person when you can come. Michiko's been working with the Emoto Peace Project for the past 10 years. She speaks fluent English and Spanish and, of course, Japanese, and is an accomplished author and presenter. She's published over 10 books on how to study English to pass the test successfully. And she's translated many books from English to Japanese. She graduated from Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon, with a language major in Spanish, French, and Italian. And she worked at a language school in Tokyo for 8 years, where she supervised the operation of four different schools. But Michiko, so nice to have you on today.
Thank you. I enjoy being here. Thank you, Ted.
How did you ever get interested in this work, by the way?
Well, that was after I finished my work with a translation. I just wanted to some vacation without doing any work. So I bought about more than 10 books from Amazon. Then three books out of those books were Dr. Emoto's books. And then as I read his two books, and then I thought, this is it. Then I called his office. And there I was. I started working for him.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. That's just simply amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, for those who are not familiar with Dr. Emoto's work, I urge you all to get a copy of his famous book, Hidden Messages in Water, or The True Power of Water, or Love Thyself. These books have been on the New York Times list for many months. And what he discovered in his work is that the water not only reflects the physical world around it, as there's a placid lake or a pond as a mirror, but also reflects the consciousness of the people surrounding it. So that if you, for example, send love and the thoughts of love and gratitude to a glass of water, the fascinating thing, friends, is that if you look at the molecular structure of the water crystals, they blossom into these beautiful, like snowflake-like patterns. And if you do the same thing with that same glass of water and you send thoughts of negativity or hate to that glass of water, the molecular structure of the water, guess what, disintegrates. It looks terrible. The fascinating thing, too, and I don't think many people realize this, is that Dr. Emoto was an alternative health doctor originally, before he got into this research, and he found that by altering by sending messages, positive messages of love and gratitude to water, and having his patients drink that water after the molecular structure had been changed, that he could cure many diseases, including cancer. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yeah. Dr. Emoto was the doctor of alternative medicine at the beginning. And, well, he found he had an encounter with the machine called MRA. That's Magnetic Resonance Analyzer. And he, using that device, he would see what kind of problem the patient is having. And then he would go into the cause of of the disease. Then he would transfer the opposite vibration to the cause of the problem. And then to the water. Then he would transmit that information to the water. And then let the patient drink it. Then a lot of patients got well, recovered the diseases. And that's how he, well, that's what he was doing at the beginning for many years. And then he cured thousands and thousands of patients that way, including a lot of cancer patients. And then he started to wonder what is water? Why does it do? And, because a lot of people didn't know. They would say, that's not true. Water is just water. How could water could cure the patients. Mm-hmm. Then he said, well, he had to prove it. So that's how he started to do the research on water.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating, fascinating. Now, this machine called the MRA machine, Michiko, did it also do work on auras and past lives as well?
It does too. And it goes into deep inside and see what kind of problem you have, the stress or what the every part of your body, your brain, your internal organs and everything, and it goes into your past life also.
That is absolutely fascinating. If people wanted to avail themselves of this kind of treatment, can they get this in the United States or should they go to Tokyo?
I'm sure that they have something similar, but we have a device called Hado Astrea that we use in our counselings in our company, and it's a fascinating, it's an amazing device that we use and we sell also.
Okay. All right. What does Hado mean for people here who don't realize?
Okay. Hado means, literally, it means vibration or wave, but it means a subtle energy that we're, everything is emitting. It's a vibration. Vibration means energy.
Mm-hmm. I want to remind our many wonderful listeners that it was about, I believe it was either last week or it was a couple of weeks ago, we had a fellow gentleman named Craig Campanzano, mm-hmm. and he had produced a film called, a sci-fi film called, I believe it was Stranger at the Pentagon. It's won an award at the Burbank Sci-Fi Festival in September a couple of months ago. The film was about a gentleman called Valiant Thor. And this is a true story, Craig told me, and he said that, just as an aside, Michiko, that this gentleman named Valiant Thor visited President Eisenhower in the late 1950s and offered him extremely advanced technology to completely eliminate disease on this planet and completely eliminate poverty.
Wow.
And the reason I bring that up, by the way, they obviously didn't take it. Because the Joint Chiefs felt that that would ruin the incomes of the doctors and the pharmaceutical companies. But at any rate, it's too bad they didn't take it. But mm-hmm. getting back to Dr. Emoto, this is precisely the kind of solutions society needs now.
Exactly, yeah.
And do you think that with his techniques that disease could be completely eliminated on this planet?
I believe so. I believe so, with using water, because, the next presenter or speaker, Dr. Emoto from our company, Dr. Emoto's company, will probably be able to talk about this. But the Greek philosopher Thales has said that water is the major substance. So it's something that we have to learn, and it's so powerful, but yet no one really knows what it is, what it does. So, And I believe from Dr. Emoto's work and also taking all these crystal photos of the water that we exposed, like words and pictures, music to the water, that we can tell how much water has the memory. Water can cure if we use it correctly, appropriately.
Fascinating. Isn't that fascinating? Well, I mean, I believe Nostradamus was right back in the 16th century when he stated that humanity as a whole and this planet as a whole would be embarking on a thousand-year period of peace and spiritual advancement beginning in the 2030s or 2040s. And I think that's already happening.
That's good.
Yeah
that's about 15 years from now. Yes.
15 years from
Wonderful.
Now. But I think, you know, my program here, this purpose is to raise consciousness in the most positive way possible. And that's the reason why I'm also having my Galactic Wisdom Conference, March 6th, 7th, and 8th in Gig Harbor, Washington, is that I want to give people the tools so they can have a much better life and a far happier life as well.
Right.
But that was the message of Dr. Emoto's wonderful work. And we'll be talking more about that with Dr. Nemoto in the next hour directly from Tokyo. But this goes back to a project that Dr. Emoto started in 2005 with the Emoto Peace Project. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us, our listeners, a little bit about that and what happened?
Okay, well, at that time, his books, The Hidden Messages in Water and Message from Water and all the other like The True Power of Water, were the bestseller, New York Times bestsellers for many, many weeks, for 25 weeks in a row. And so... And the books were published into many other languages. So a lot of people asked him to come and give the presentations around the world. So he started to give talks in many different countries. In 2005, he was invited to the headquarters office of United Nations in New York as a keynote speaker. And at that time, he just... announced or gave the idea of world peace and said that he would distribute the for children to learn the importance of water and consciousness and words and our thought, being positive attitude. Having positive attitude is very important. So by giving a message from water, children's book, to all children around the world for free of charge, then when the children grow up in 10 to 20 years, they will become the grown-up in a healthy, good manner. So they will automatically, naturally bring peace in the world.
Well, isn't that a beautiful message? And I'm reading some of the material now that Michiko has given me here, and... The goal is if their plan is to teach children and all people, especially children, the true power of our thoughts, words, and emotions through water and advancing world peace. Their plan is to distribute 650 million copies of their wonderful children's books on Dr. Emoto's water messages for the next 10 years. The intended age group is between 3 to 12 years, and another 20 years or so. We are hoping that they will be leading the planet in a favorable direction to engage in peaceful activities so that we get along and we don't end up in endless wars in the Middle East that last for decades with no end in sight.
That's right.
Endless conflict. I mean, if you look at the last century, 20th century, we had World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War. We had various conflicts in the Middle East. We're still in the Middle East with no end in sight. I mean, I don't think we're on this planet. The purpose of human beings on this planet is not to get out and fight and fire machine guns at each other in endless wars that never end. It's rather to get along and to live in a very uplifting spiritual place in which people are truly happy. And I have to tell you, I really admire your work, Michiko, for your work with the Emoto Peace Project.
Thank you.
And all the wonderful people you work with in Tokyo on this effort. This is the sort of thing that we precisely need now. and not the endless wars, endless conflict that this society seems to, some sectors in this society seems to, they seem to live on the negativity.
For some reason, I would like to mention that that's kind of adult society, that world that we're having wars and after wars in the among countries. But when we look at the small societies like schools and kindergartens and families, they have problems within the small groups, and a lot of people at schools are being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
And in the United States, I just learned that 25% of the people are being bullied.
In the schools?
In the schools.
Wow.
And in Japan, too. I don't know exactly how many percent. But, I mean, we do have that serious problem. But when we know, as soon as children see the water crystals, beautiful water crystal of thank you or love and gratitude that makes such a beautiful water crystal, and knowing that we human beings, we are 70% water,
mm-hmm.
and that reflects to ourselves, whatever we say, whatever we think, whatever we do, comes back to me.
Right.
So
right.
when people see, the children see, just by looking at water crystals, beautiful water crystals of love and gratitude, an ugly, ugly water, can't even say it's a crystal, but the formation of saying, you fool, the difference between them are very obvious. And then whatever you say, that will come back to you, so you don't want to say that. And then as soon as children will see those photos of beautiful crystals or ugly ones, they will stop doing that. Mm-hmm. And the good thing about children are that they, as soon as they learn something new, and that's really a great information that they receive, they talk to other kids.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, so
exactly.
they would say, you should, looking at the people who are saying you fool or just bullying someone, they would say, hey, if you do that, you get to be like that too. Your body right. will be like that too. So that's good. They're kind of trying to, you know, solve the problem themselves.
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I almost hate to bring this up, but I don't know the statistics off the top of my head, but domestic violence, I think, is a big problem in many,
exactly.
many
mm-hmm.
parts of the United States and probably other societies around the world. And when people act in a particularly violent or abusive way to one another, they're just harming themselves, and they're making this planet also a really crappy place to live. But there's no reason for it.
That's right.
Absolutely no reason, when we can live in peace and harmony. I mean, people may call me an idealist, and I guess I am, but I'm like just like John Lennon, where his song was Imagine. Imagine there's no problems in the world. Imagine like Val Thor back in the late 50s, who offered technology and spiritual advancement to Eisenhower and Nixon, and they turned it down. I mean, who in their right mind would ever want to live in a society full of wars, crime, and poverty? Nobody. But I think that we're making, as a society, better choices now. And with Dr. Omoto's wonderful research, he did pass away a month ago, but certainly his work is going to continue. Michiko, you'll be you'll be giving a seminar in Portland. Is that right, on Sunday?
That's right. I will be in Portland, Oregon, at the bookstore called New Renaissance Bookshop on Sunday, November the 24th, between 6:30 and 8 o'clock. 23rd. I'm sorry, November 23rd, Sunday evening, 6:30
to 8 p.m.
Uh-huh.
The New Renaissance Bookstore is one of Portland, Oregon's most interesting and metaphysical bookstores. I know it's a bit of a travel for those in the Seattle area, but I went down to Portland the other day, and it only took me a couple hours to reach Portland, so it's not that far.
Mm-hmm.
And the cost for the seminar is only $15, so if you can come, that would be wonderful. She's got incredible things there. Again, it's the New Renaissance Bookstore. I believe it's on Hawthorne. I don't have the exact address, but you can look it up. Between 6:30 and 8 p.m. on this Sunday.
I'll be showing a lot of different water crystals, water seeing different words, after seeing different words, and after listening to different kinds of music, and after seeing many different kinds of photographs, so that you will see, you will know that water has memory. And that's kind of something amazing information you will have, I think.
I want to mention this too. There is a famous equation, of course, by Einstein, which states E equals MC squared, which means energy equals mass times the square of light. And so that everything is energy. And I went to a health conference, alternative health conference in Arizona in 1996, and there was a fellow selling rose oil. And I didn't know a thing about rose oil at the time, and he said it was good for diseases. Mm-hmm. And so I went up to him and I bought some, and he said the problem with people that a lot of people in the health professions don't realize is that because everything's energy, just like Einstein said, cancer cells themselves vibrate at a very low rate. I believe it's 2 or 3 hertz per second. But rose oil vibrates at 200 hertz per second. So that if you take a large quantity of rose oil, guess what happens? Your vibrational rate rises considerably. The cancer cells die off. That's true with any disease. And according to ancient doctors in ancient Egypt 5,000 years ago, the word disease, they actually split the infinitive to dis-ease. And the hieroglyphic pictures you find at Luxor down in the southern part of the Nile, I was there in 1999 and saw them firsthand, they talk about, it's actually an interesting story they talk about in these hieroglyphics, in these very ancient Egyptian writings. They talk about this very thing that basically all disease has a spiritual component of dis-ease. Mm-hmm. And there was another fellow named Dr. Raymond Royal Rife, who in the 1930s invented, based upon this same principle, invented a machine that raised people's vibrations. He had 10 cancer patients in 1939, all of whom were terminal. And according to the material I've read, he had 100% success rate curing all of them. But since that time, there's been quite a battle to get the machine going. I don't know where it is now. But it's things like that. There's another doctor, an Italian doctor in Italy, who I hope to have on the program one of these days. He claims that by using baking soda, that you can rid yourself of lots of diseases, including cancer. Now, you may say yourself, well, how can a big box of baking soda costing $2.50 get rid of cancer? Well, the theory behind it is that if you take large amounts of baking soda, you shift your body into more alkaline content, and guess what? Cancer cells and other diseases cannot live in an alkaline environment. So for very little money, you can rid yourself of a lot of things. But it's all the same principle, and it all goes back to Einstein's theory of relativity, E equals MC squared, energy equals mass times speed of light. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Emoto said that Einstein's E equals MC, and E, energy, equals mass times consciousness. So when the consciousness arises...
Interesting.
With more and more consciousness, the energy goes higher or bigger, larger.
Sure.
So that's why the collective consciousness is so important, because more people's consciousness, the more powerful energy is. So that he said E equals MC is energy equals mass times consciousness. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that interesting?
Is that just amazing? Mm-hmm. That is simply amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, that's you know, some of a lot of the things I've been interested in too.
Yeah.
That's just fascinating. I know we have a lot of people listening in Japan on today's program. It's early in the morning there, and good morning to everyone. I'm sorry I didn't recognize you earlier, but I certainly appreciate you listening to the program. And I think this kind of research will become even more powerful and more relevant in the future. Frankly, there was a lady I had on my program in, I believe it was June. Her name's Susan Liberty Hall. And she claims that she had gotten rid of her breast cancer through laughter and a Native American herbal remedy that cost her, I think it was less than $1,000. She's been cancer-free now for years. Her brother, who also had cancer at the same time she contracted her breast cancer, and got rid of it. Her brother had this medical policy, and they paid out, I don't know, $400,000 or $500,000 for medical treatments, chemotherapy, the standard treatments, and he died. And if you do some research, you'll find that through the standard cancer treatments, the survival rate's only 3%. And it's just, her message, of course, is that if you can often cancer and other diseases occur because your vibrational rates are down. Mm-hmm. If you can somehow force yourself to raise your vibrational rates, either through, for example, baking soda, or through love and gratitude, through Dr. Omoto's research, that you can, in fact, get rid of yourself, get rid of these diseases without any further consequences. Mm-hmm. By the way, for those listening, I'm not giving medical advice. I'm just talking in a very informal manner about what other people have done with this, and I'm not claiming that these other techniques would in fact work. All I'm saying is recommending that people check it out and make their own decisions in an independent manner.
Right.
And I'm not giving any kind of other medical advice. But at any rate, now I saw that the presentation that Michiko will be giving on Sunday at the New Renaissance Bookstore is fascinating, because what Dr. Omoto did is that he would take different words like love and gratitude, thank you. What other words did he use?
Well, compassion, truth.
Okay.
Faithful, faith.
Okay.
You're beautiful. Mm-hmm. Happiness. Just so many words.
Words that had heartfelt meaning. And then what he would do, a couple different ways. He would just like, would he say those words orally to the water, or would he write them down on a piece of paper?
We usually write them down. Okay. Write them down on the sheet of paper and put it on the water and keep it for 24 hours usually with the word.
Okay.
And then after that, we take water crystal from that and see with the microscope. Then you can see the crystals.
Okay.
And sometimes they don't make any crystals.
Well, the fascinating thing, friends, about this research is that not only would the molecular level of the molecular structure of the waters be changed into these beautiful crystals, but there was a real physical effect in the third dimension that when people drank this water, they became immediately much better.
Right.
They got rid of disease. They're feeling much better. Their vibrational rates went up. And conversely, when you sent thoughts of hate to that water or negative things, the molecular structure of the water itself would break down and look terrible.
Right.
And no wonder people I guess the message of that is that our consciousness is tremendously powerful. We are tremendously powerful spiritual beings, I think, and we have the ability to do all kinds of wonderful things if we only put our mind to it.
Exactly.
And I have to tell you, I think I mentioned this earlier, but the lighting in this studio has completely lit up today. I mean, it's a gray day in Seattle, but it's just all this wonderful bright white light around you, and it's just so wonderful to see.
Yeah, Dr. Emoto must be happy here.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, because he has learned that the consciousness is really so powerful, so he went into a prayer while he's done the water experiment with, before offering prayer to, let's say, the lake, a contaminated lake.
Right.
And after offering prayers to the same lake, he's done the test to see how different the water crystals will become.
Mm-hmm.
And then offering the prayer, before offering the prayer, was just as awful looking. You can't even say it's a crystal, disformed one. Mm-hmm. But after offering the prayer with hundreds of people, it's just so sparkling, beautiful crystal.
Mm-hmm.
That means whole water there became, the lake itself became so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So that means our prayer, the offering, our prayer, our thought, our consciousness is so strong, so it can do anything at the same time, instantly, like this to people. So it can be disease, it can be something else, but it's got such a powerful energy in it.
Well, when I interviewed Dr. Omoto back on July 25th on my program, and if you go to my website, you're welcome to listen to any of our past shows. But go to www.outofthisworld1150.com, click on the guest section, and then just look up Dr. Masaru Omoto. You can listen to my interview with him that day. We did an attention experiment. We were on the air from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time, and at 3:30 p.m., we did an attention experiment sending love and light to the Israelis and the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip for them to cease fire. And what happened then is that I asked all my listeners around the world to send love and light to that area. And then about 8:30 p.m. when I got to where I was staying that night, I flipped on CNN on the television. And there and behold, there was the Israelis and the Palestinians had announced a 12-hour ceasefire immediately, taking effect immediately to transfer food and needed medical supplies to the wounded. And I was astounded. I told Dr. Amoto about that, and I don't think he was surprised really, but he was pleased because he'd seen this happen many, many, many times before. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'd like to try that again right now if people don't mind. I'd like to send a lot of love and light to the Middle East, especially to Iraq, to ISIS, to all those groups fighting in that area. And send them love and light so they can work out an agreement to work out their differences without having to slaughter each other. I think that perhaps may be more effective than, all the military hardware that this country, the United States, has sent to that area, which doesn't seem to do much except exacerbate the problems and get more people killed. I think that this would be useful try to do it now. So if you could, let's just take a minute and send love and light to the Middle East, to ISIS, to the Iraqis, to the Syrians, so that they can have find a way to resolve their differences without fighting and killing each other.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Thank you, friends. I appreciate that. For those who are just tuning in, this is Out of This World Radio, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here on 1150 AM in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. We're interviewing Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project, who's live in the studio here from Tokyo. Michiko, what kinds of projects is your project working on now? Do you have other projects around the world?
Yes. One thing is that we offer water prayer to water ceremony around the world mm-hmm. every year. This past year, we did water ceremony on the 25th of July in Tokyo area. But every year in July 22nd, Dr. Emoto and Dr. Nemoto, that will be speaking next hour, always went to many different places around the world to offer the prayers of sending love and gratitude to water around the world, so that the world will be peaceful. And that's one thing. Another thing is, for me, as the director now, as Dr. Emoto Peace Project, I am going to South America to talk about message from water to children, and also to distribute children's book for free of charge to people in Chile, Brazil, Argentina, Peru, and Colombia in March next year, right after the conference, Galactic Wisdom Conference. And also, we have about 28 languages, translated into 28 languages. So we are trying to distribute children's books around the world. So we welcome people around the world who would like to collaborate or cooperate with us and work with us to distribute this children's book, so that they will learn by looking at just water crystals and few words how beautiful water is, how important water is, how important our consciousness is, words are, and so people, they will just grow up to be a good people.
Okay, mm-hmm. wonderful. Well, as the time gets near, I know you'll be stopping here
right, yeah.
before your trip to South America, but mm-hmm. perhaps we could release the details of where you'll be in South America, the dates, so people could participate.
Right now, I don't have the precise or date yet, but right after Seattle event in Galactic Wisdom Conference, I am leaving I'm going to Colombia first. So that'll be the middle of March. And then to Peru after that, and then we'll go to Brazil. Then on the 28th, I think I will have a joint event with, his name is Ricardo Gonzalez, who is a very well-known author and gives conference about extraterrestrial beings that he has encountered with. I would like to introduce you, connect you with him so that he will be able to be here for you.
Oh, I would love to have him on my program sometime.
Sure.
That would be so interesting. I know there's other... When I was in Norway a month ago at the International UFO Conference in Bergen, I met several people from South America who I invited on the program.
Right, yeah.
But I wanted to tell you that I will be interviewing David Icke live from London on Monday to do a pre-record, and I'll broadcast his interview... I'm not sure when, sometime in the next couple of weeks.
Wonderful. Yeah, he's a good person to talk.
Very interesting.
Well, he and Dr. Emoto made a co-authored book several years ago, and they met each other in London, and they talked about extraterrestrial beings coming into the planet Earth, and how love and gratitude is important even for them.
Mm-hmm.
So... Back then, I didn't know what it meant, but I think negative beings will need fear and negative energy from us to stay alive. But as long as we human beings have love and gratitude, then the world, they will be away from here, and the world will be, thus, the way the Earth will be peaceful, I think.
Nice, nice. If you go to my radio website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, click on guests and go down to the interview that I had with Laura Eisenhower back in August a couple of months ago. Laura Eisenhower is the granddaughter of President Dwight D. Eisenhower, and Laura had a lot of interesting information she gave out on the air about this agreement that President Eisenhower signed off with these reptilian aliens in 1954, in which Eisenhower agreed, or actually was blackmailed by these reptilians, that in exchange for some of the advanced technology that these reptilian aliens had, that Eisenhower let them abduct humans and, quote, study us. Of course, since that time, that was 60 years ago, I have had other authors on my show, including the always interesting and very profound speaker Scott Lemriel, who's the author of The Say Race Agenda, who talked about how many of our leaders nowadays are actually have implants by these reptilian aliens that they control them. And what they do, they foster an atmosphere of fear and negativity on this planet, so that these, for several reasons, to keep us down spiritually and also for feeding, because the reptilian aliens feed off fear and negativity.
Mm.
And what's so amazing about your work and Dr. Emoto's work and wonderful is that that's fear and negativity is completely opposite of what you do.
Right. We don't deal with any negative information. Dr. Emoto said, all we need is love and gratitude. As long as we have that within us, and just when you drink a cup of water, you just say, if you can, you say, thank you, I love you, and drink it. Then you'll be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you need. Whatever you see, whoever you deal with, you just have that feeling of love and gratitude to the person. And that's how we can communicate well. We can just be good friends, and then people will be happy. There's no conflict there, and they will be in harmony always.
Right. Interestingly. Mm-hmm. Now, you told me earlier, interestingly, I have to share this story. It's an interesting one. Michiko, you brought your small laptop from Tokyo to do work on.
Right.
And the other night, I remember you said that the laptop had stopped working.
Right.
So instead of yelling at the laptop, which I've done, we yell at your computer, yell at your machine. You said thank you. You sent words of gratitude to it, and guess what? It fixed itself.
Right.
It started working.
Well, probably lack of love and thank you. It said, I love you. Thank you. They started working again, right?
That's right. So here's a handy tip for anyone out there experiencing computer problems. If you're experiencing computer problems, just say, talk to your computer and Just tell your computer how much you love it and see what happens. Maybe it'll help.
May have happened to me just for that time, but I don't know. But instead of saying "damn it" or something, you know, really curse word, I would say, "Thank you. I'm sorry. I love you." Then I feel good, and the computer will be happy too.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Michiko, I'd like to offer you my help in whatever way I can to raise funds for the Mioto Peace Project.
Oh, thank you so much. We really need it because without the fund, we cannot keep on doing this. So we are trying to fundraise, but it's been very difficult, and especially after Dr. Emoto has passed away. But the good thing is that he left a wonderful, wonderful gift of friends around the world, mm-hmm. and all the friends are just offering their help and to work with us to spread the Emoto Peace Project. So we're working very hard, and I would really, really appreciate if they can donate to keep on printing and doing the activities for children and children's book, Message from Water.
Wonderful. If you go to my show website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just go to Michiko Hayashi, her name, you'll click right to her biography, and there's her website there. And if you could please give us your direct website as well.
Okay. Well, you can say go to hadoworld.com. Then it'll go directly to Emoto Peace Project or Dr. Emoto's website. And there you just click on Emoto Peace Project. Then there you can get in there. But the problem with we have donations paid by PayPal, but PayPal Japan does not allow us to collect donations. So instead of getting donations, we are saying supporters can buy water crystals. So they just click on donate or support, and then they can download water crystal photographs or images of love and gratitude or happiness and things.
Wonderful.
So I hope they can help.
I have to tell my listeners something, a very true story, too. There are T-shirts they produce which say love and gratitude on them with the actual photograph of one of these beautiful water crystals.
Love and gratitude photograph.
Love and gratitude photograph. Now, you may think it may not look like much, but when you wear these, your vibrational rate actually increases. Is that right?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then you also have these beautiful necklaces, which have the actual water crystal on them that you wear that also increases mm-hmm. your vibrational rate.
Right, right.
And if you have a higher vibrational rate, then you don't get the disease and sickness that you would sometimes.
Well, Dr. Emoto used to say that love and gratitude is the immunity. So when you have love and gratitude in your heart, or when you say it, or what the water, even water crystal image of love and gratitude has high immunity. So when you wear it, your immune system goes up. And the reason why love and gratitude is so important is that he used to say, well, he also said God too, mm-hmm. but the Creator above is showering us the light of love, unconditional love to everyone. Mm-hmm. But human beings sometimes forget to receive those love with gratitude. Mm-hmm. So the important thing is that to receive the love that we receive from above with much gratitude. So love and gratitude will generate more and more. Mm-hmm. So it'll expand. It will go bigger, grow larger and larger. And that means the immunity will grow higher and higher. And the world peace will be bigger and bigger, the larger and larger. So it will be the world peaceful place.
I just want to throw this idea out to you, Michiko.
Sure.
But Think how much a better country the United States would be if we had these materials, Dr. Emoto's materials on love and gratitude, as a required part of every curriculum in every school in the United States and in universities.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Just think how much of a better country we would have. Think how
well. Yeah, that was what Dr. Emoto really, really hoped. But because the schools do not allow, well, especially in Japan, it's so difficult that to get into schools because of the system and the political reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But if the schools just allow them to take a look at the water crystals or and read the message from water,
mm-hmm.
the entire world will change so quickly.
Well, if there's any school districts out there listening to today's program in the United States or Canada or anywhere around the world, please email me and I will arrange to have you some of the water books sent to you.
That would be fantastic.
My email address here at this station is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. In the United States particularly, if we could give the children particularly the tools to become much more peaceful, loving people, think of how much better a society we would have with decreased rates of domestic violence, mm-hmm. decreased crime rates, and happier people.
Right.
And what kind of price tag can you put on that? But I think you're doing wonderful work.
Thank you.
You really
Thank
do.
You.
And I know we've been talking extensively during this past hour. There's only a few minutes left, but if anyone has any questions out there, feel free to call in the last few minutes we have. The phone number here directly is area code 425-373-5527, or toll-free within Western Washington is 1-888-298-5569. I wanted to tell everyone that the next hour we'll be interviewing Dr. Yasu Nemoto from Tokyo. He's a scientist for the Dr. Emoto's office, and he will be giving some fascinating scientific basis and studies that his office has done and he's done with respect to Dr. Emoto's work. So please stay tuned to that. We'll be getting him live on the air from Tokyo in about 10 minutes. But, Machiko, we have about 2.5 minutes left, and I'd like to give you the floor to say to kind of wrap up today's...
Well, I would like to say thank you so much to everyone for listening to this program today. And, I am really grateful that I'm here so that I can talk about Emoto Peace Project and how much our consciousness affects or influence this world, entire world and environment, not just human beings, but all beings, including whole nature and environment. So let's try to always be positive and bright attitude. And always feel love and saying thank you to everything what we have, what we receive, then you'll be happy and healthy.
Thank you, Machiko.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on. We have a couple of minutes left, and I just wanted to thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you here live in the studio. In a few minutes, we'll be going live to Tokyo to talk to Dr. Yasuro Emoto.
Yasuyuki Nemoto.
That's his first name.
Yasuyuki Nemoto.
Sorry, forgive me. I don't speak Japanese.
It's okay. It's hard.
You know, we have a couple of minutes. I might also introduce him.
Well,
first.
He can talk about, he is a scientist. He has graduated from Tokyo University, and he is a doctor of science. And he will be able to talk about message from water and science. Mm. And he's got a lot of scientific background. So
mm-hmm.
He's a very good person to be here and to convince people about the message from water.
We have less than a minute left, but one thing I wanted to bring up quickly mm-hmm. is that there's angel water sold by your office by a Russian scientist
uh-huh.
that cures cancer.
Exactly.
Could you tell
that quickly? That's for, well, it was developed right after the nuclear accident of Chernobyl back in, when was it?
1986.
Okay. Then he was asked to do the research why the certain people survived without being affected. And then he found that the structure of water had the clue to it. So he studied for 20 years and they made this angel water. And then when we had the accident of Fukushima accident, he offered us to to distribute this, give this water to Fukushima people. And we're now giving that water to people in Fukushima too. That's called Angel Water, and we do have them in Tokyo.
Fascinating. Please stay tuned, friends, for Dr. Namito from Tokyo in a few minutes.